Another busy day in Washington. President Trump made a speech at the White House where he declared a U.S. withdrawal in Syria a success and announced that all sanctions against Turkey would be dropped. Many outside the administration say they do not see these moves as victory for the U.S. because it leaves the region to Turkish and Russian influence. And we're hearing more details today about an alleged quid pro quo between the Trump administration and Ukraine, including a readout of the testimony of top diplomat William Taylor. His statements sent shockwaves through Congress. Democrats have called them explosive, but Republicans say the entire inquiry is a breach of protocol. NPR political reporter Tim Mak joins us to break this all down. Hey, Tim.
Hey there.
So let's first talk about the highlights from William Taylor's statements to Congress, which NPR has obtained. Taylor, who is a career diplomat, a Vietnam War veteran, and apparently known as a comprehensive note taker, really laid out this roadmap detailing when he heard about the administration putting a hold on military aid to Ukraine. Can you walk us through that?
You're right that he's a comprehensive note taker. You know, his testimony has quotations, dates, conversations in a way that seems deliberate and contemporaneous. So Taylor told lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Tuesday that President Trump had orchestrated a parallel foreign policy for Ukraine that made U.S. aid to the country contingent on investigations that could help him politically. Now, you have heard the White House and Republican supporters of the president say that there was no quid pro quo. But this testimony provided to the investigating House committees suggests that there was, that the president and his political allies did link engagement with Ukraine and military assistance for Ukraine and appropriated by Congress to these politically related investigations that the Trump administration apparently wanted Ukraine to start. Remember also that this military assistance was authorized by Congress and was intended to help Ukraine combat threats from Russia.
Okay, so Taylor also described highly irregular back channels to Ukraine that circumvented usual diplomacy. And Taylor centers Rudy Giuliani at the heart of this. Can you tell us more about that?
So Taylor's prepared testimony kind of focuses on this timeline as he learns more and more about this irregular, informal channel of foreign policy that diverged from U.S. goals. Okay, and it continues into how he found out that the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, had been either behind it or deeply involved in it. And Taylor pointed the finger at Giuliani and said it became increasingly clear to him over this past summer that American military assistance to Ukraine and a promised meeting between Trump and the new Ukrainian president, these things were contingent on the Ukrainian government cooperating with these investigations that Trump and Giuliani wanted started.
Okay, and I also think it's the first time we've heard this specifically. Taylor used direct language when describing the severe consequences of holding up this aid. He said Ukrainians would actually die at the hands of Russia. How did Taylor see his role in Ukraine, and how did he navigate the White House?
You know, it's interesting. Just for context, right, that Taylor has a long history with Ukraine. He served as ambassador to Ukraine during the Bush administration for approximately 3 years, and he also worked with the Ukrainian NGO during the Obama years to promote good governance and reform. So all of this is to say that Taylor is intimately familiar with the country and has made efforts to improve its future. And essentially, he has no illusions about the violent nature of the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. And he reminded the committees that even as this aid was being held up, there was a war going on in eastern Ukraine, that Russia had annexed Crimea in 2014, and there continues to be fighting in these eastern areas of the country, and that the invasion of Ukraine by Russia has challenged Ukrainian independence.
Okay, so looking to today, the Pentagon official who's testifying in the House today, her name is Laura Cooper. What do we know about her, and what do you think she'll be sharing with Congress?
So she's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, and she oversees the Pentagon's efforts with regards to Ukraine, among other issues. And she's still testifying right now, so we don't know exactly what she is saying to them. This testimony is happening behind closed doors. But we do know what lawmakers will want to know about. They'll want to know about the Trump administration's decision to withhold military aid to Ukraine. Remember, of course, that this aid had been appropriated by Congress, the Pentagon had recommended that it be distributed to the Ukrainians. So we'll have more in coming hours on what she's said to the committees.
Yeah, with 30 seconds, we, of course, there are several more people to talk with, but what's next?
Well, the impeachment inquiry will pause Thursday and Friday as Congress marks the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings, but there are a number of officials still slated to be interviewed, staffers at the National Security Council, State Department officials, aides at the Office of Management and Budget, who are apparently behind the hold in military aid. All of these things will be moving forward in the next week and a half, and onward.
That's NPR's political reporter Tim Mack. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks a lot.